Hello.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. Do you still need assistance?
Yes. Yes, I do. So I have charges from your company in my account. Express Electronic.
Can I have your zip code?
70466.
I do. Thank you for that. And can I have the first and last name?
Rebecca Tate.
I do. Thank you for that. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the system to load. You said 70466 is the zip code?
Correct.
Could this account be under your spouse's name, perhaps?
Darren Tate?
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify the Highway 51 address for me?
48336.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I'm just waiting for the system to load to see what items were billed to you.
Well, if I want everything credited back, everything, because this is not what we had ordered. We received an email from Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S, which is a department store we use, and we have credit cards for them. And it said that we won a Crusette pot if we answered some questions, and we did, and now we're being charged this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Because the $5.74 that was billed was for the sweepstakes entry. So if you didn't...
Okay. No. See, it wasn't supposed to be a sweepstakes entry. It said we won.
Yes, you won the opportunity.
And I still have all of that.
Into the sweepstakes. That's what you won.
Well, that's not the way it was presented. And also, the way it was presented was very deceptive and fraudulent, and also the 6732 that came out of my account, I want all of my money back, because this isn't the first thing, because we had received a couple of emails, and I did one, and my husband did one, and it's coming out of my account, both of them, for some other companies as well. I'm about to turn this in to the Attorney General's office. I'm going to report this to Kohl's that y'all are using them for deceptive means, but I want my money back. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can see if we can possibly process a one-time courtesy.
No, you can do it.
I can see, ma'am. That's why I'm saying the reason why is because although you're stating what you're stating, the terms and conditions were presented. So I can speak with my supervisor.
No, they were not.
Everything
you used
online.
Another company. You went through another company.
We didn't go through another company.
Yes, you did.
What happened is this. You take the survey for Kohl's. The items that you choose is within the company. The items that you choose that's within the company has stipulations.
I didn't choose anything. No,
you chose to pay the $5.74.
For shipping. For shipping for the pot.
That was actually
for shipping for the pot.
That wasn't
no,
for
ma'am.
Shipping, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just trying to explain
it to you. Get with your supervisor because I will handle it with my bank if you can't do anything.
Ma'am, I just said
that. And then I'm going to be calling the Attorney General and
Cole. I just said that I would. I understand you told me that.
Okay, then do it.
That's what I'm trying to do. Please hold.
Thank you for choosing Sonic. I'm going to help you.
Hi, I need a number one. No cheese. No ketchup. Add mustard.
Fries or tots?
Tots, please.
And what's your drink?
An Arnold Palmer.
What size?
Medium.
Anything else?
That'll be it.
This will be 906.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. I did speak with my supervisor. She did okay me to process the one-time for the $67.32, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive an email letting you know that the refund has been processed.
Okay, what about the 574?
That is for the sweepstakes entry, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so you are going to be processing the 6732.
That is correct.
Okay, and do I have a confirmation number for that?
It was sent to your email with the receipt of you receiving a refund for the $67.32.
Okay, let me, I'm pulling that up now. Okay, who would the email be from? Because let me see if it's going to junk. Who would the email be from?
Hello?
It would be, allow me one moment.
Okay, I'm not seeing it. How about just giving me the confirmation number?
It's C as in Charlie, 262-985-805.
Susan Charlie, 262-985-805.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support.